world record $1.6 billion Mega Millions prize.
That jackpot just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And right now,
the Mega Millions lottery is up to $1.6
billion. $1.6 billion is up for grabs in the Mega Millions drawing.
A lot of buzz about tonight's drawing for the Mega Millions lottery. That $1.6 billion prize is the highest ever. The person or people who win can choose if they want their new fortune in one lavish lump sum or by an annual installment for 30 years. The states, of course, where the tickets were sold, will collect a handsome financial windfall as well. And that is what we're going to look at now with Liberty Vittert. She's a visiting assistant professor in statistics at Washington University in St. Louis. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
How much money are these states bringing in through the lottery?
So I think overall, we spend $73 billion a year on the lottery. So Missouri had a $1.3 billion revenue last year. New York had, I think, almost $3.2 billion.
And is that from ticket sales or taxes on the winnings?
Both. So that includes everything.
Aside from the very lucky person who wins this lottery, where do the profits from it go?
Well, states originally told us when they decided to create these lotteries that the money would be going as additional funding to public education. So even if you lose, which you're most likely going to, at least the money is going to go to some good causes, is going to help your children have a better education. But that's not exactly what happened.
And what do you mean? Because we're reading that about half of the states put their lottery profits towards education, but it's often not always seen as extra money. In fact, in many cases, it's like making up the basic revenue stream for the state's education budget. Is that right?
Exactly. We originally thought this was going to go to fund wonderful programs, increase spending per student, but instead it's really just funding the education budget. So, for example, in North Carolina in 2005, at the last second before the vote, they switched the wording from needs to go to additional funding for education to it's at the discretion of the state legislatures, which means in most states, spending per pupil is actually down, even though the lottery profits have skyrocketed.
Could you argue then that the lottery is essentially a tax, because that is the way that a state would traditionally fund an education budget?
I think that's a perfect argument, and especially sad, given that really this, you know, lotteries are played by the absolute lowest earners in our society. The average lowest earning household spends $415 on the lottery every year, in comparison to the highest earners, which spend about $100. So that means the lowest earners are spending four times what the highest earners are spending, meaning it's really a tax on the poor.
It's not just education that lottery money goes toward. We see in Colorado that it goes for environmental protection. What are some other examples?
Sometimes it can go to the VA. It can go for, it can go to a general budget. In North Carolina, the governor just spent $50 million and put it towards the general budget. So it's a really loose wording in many states with what exactly the money can go to.
What are the implications for using money in that way? Is it as good as any other stream of revenue?
Well, I guess you can argue it in many different ways, but, you know, gambling addiction is a real issue in our country, and especially when it's this tax on the poor, and in effect, a tax on the poor. It's a really worrisome trend, and it's also really worrisome that legislatures are in some ways at the mercy of the lotto and really need it to make money. And that's actually what happened in 2017. In order to make these jackpots bigger so that we're talking about it like we are today, they made it a lot harder to win so that the jackpots would skyrocket.
So are you saying that just because this is a record jackpot that we're looking at with this Mega Millions, $1.6 billion, that states aren't reaping even more money, or is it staying the same?
The states are reaping more money, but our education budget certainly is not in most states.
Huh. You write that about half of Americans play the lottery today, compared to almost 70% in the 1980s. What's going on with that?
Well, I think people are getting smarter about how low their chances are. You know, if I tell you your chance of winning the Mega Millions is 1 in 300 million, that means nothing to you. But if I tell you that's the same as your chance of flipping a coin 30 times in a row and getting a heads every time, or you're three more times more likely to be killed by a vending machine than you are of winning the Mega Millions, it starts to make a lot more sense. We're getting smarter.
So what's your takeaway? is the lottery a good thing for states and for all of us?
I think it really begs the question about whether lotteries are a good thing. And I think what's very worrisome is having state legislators sort of at the mercy of lottery funding. On that note, I did buy a ticket. I know I shouldn't, but I did, and I will be checking the numbers tonight. So I am just as guilty as anyone else.
Hey, it's a complicated world we live in, right? You know, you can say one thing and do another sometimes. Liberty Vitter is a visiting assistant professor in statistics at Washington University in St. Louis. Liberty, thanks for your time.
Thank you.